Exodus chapter 20 is one of the great chapters in the Word of God. It's a chapter which our nation needs to return to. And listen to what God has to say in it. Exodus chapter 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger, and that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor thy manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, or anything that is thy neighbor's. And may God bless his word to our hearts. Loving God, thank you for the Word of God, because it's the law of God to the people that he has established in the world. Give us hearts, O God, that fear you and that love you. Give us hearts that want to serve you. Bless this body of believers gathered here. And Lord, we would ask you to bless all who gather at this hour to worship the Lord of glory in the name of Jesus the Christ. Forgive us of our sins, for we are all sinful people. Many of us you've redeemed by the blood of Christ. We praise you. We bless your name. We thank you. For Christ's sake. Amen. What I've just shared with you today is God's moral law. God's law is for all people of every age. The moral law of God will not save a single one, and no one has ever kept it but Jesus Christ. we have everyone broke the very first one. And we're all guilty before God. Only Christ fulfilled the law of God. The moral law of God will not save you. It was never intended to save anyone. We're none saved by law. We're all saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. But the moral law of God is to help us to live a life where as believers we can please God. And God can bless us. Our country today has forgot about the moral law of God. We have outlawed it in the laws of our land. Many places the Ten Commandments are no longer allowed to be shown. Ain't that pitiful? Now, all these Ten Commandments are every one in the New Testament except one. The one in the New Testament that's missing is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That was under the law. We're not under law. However, the writer of Hebrews wrote, thou shalt not forsake the assemblings of yourselves together. We are to come to church on the Lord's day. What has happened to our country and to our society today? We have forgot about God as a country. Thinking back over 70 years or so, look at what has changed that may have brought us to where we are today. I want to reflect a little bit. Could I have your attention? When I was growing up at home, we were disciplined when we did wrong. We were sent to the peach tree to get a limb. That went out when Dr. Sprock made his comments. And most parents are not wise enough to use that anymore. That's the reason we got the condition in our country. One of the reasons. We were not allowed to use foul language. I've never heard one of my brothers or my sister use a bad word. I know I never did. We were taught better. We did not go to our neighbors to play. Mom and Daddy wouldn't let us go somewhere else to play. We had to stay home. We were kept home, guess what? To work. We all had chores or jobs we were expected to do. I know I never got an allowance. I don't think they did. Not a penny. We worked 6 days every week. I've worked all my life. We were not allowed to talk when company came. Boy, has that gone away. We were taught to respect our elders. Children sometimes ate last when company came. Boy, that's long gone, isn't it? Our meals were blessed by our dad, and I still see my dad bow his head. We never touched a bite till my dad said grace. Every meal, 3 days a week, 3 times a day. We were taken to church every Sunday and to revival meetings. We went in a mule and wagon, we walked, we went. Every Sunday. A minister was highly respected, and we were taught he was a man of God. At school, we had to obey the rules of that teacher, and I was scared to death not to obey. Students were spanked or paddled. for misconduct. I never got paddled or spanked. I tried to be good. We learn about the flag and we pledged allegiance to it. We had bullies in school, but we fought back. We had prayer in school, and ministers even came to our school sometime. And the Bible was not forbidden, but respected when I came along. Now, I want you to turn to your Bible, and I want you to follow along with me as we go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. It's another important passage of Scripture in God's Word. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as fountainless before thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house and thy gates. Important scriptures to listen to God and to train the children about God. When I was young, alcohol was mostly made by bootleggers in the woods. I remember, and I could go right now, unless the woods has been destroyed, I know where two or three places where liquor still was up, was in the woods near our home when I was growing up. They did not sell beer or wine in our country back then. We didn't have a drug problem. We didn't have a telephone. We got electricity when I was 10 or so. Had no radio, television, or air conditioner. Our home had no insulation, and we heated and cooked with wood. We walked nearly a mile to meet the school bus every day in all kind of weather. We took our lunch to school in a paper sack, a cold biscuit with collards or turnips, or a fried potato, and a jar of fresh cow milk. We knew practically everyone in our community, and I'm talking about the Rasmont community, by their first name. There weren't that many people when I came along. The police were respected and feared years ago. Boy, I used to see a policeman, you know, he was somebody, you know, you tiptoed around. We went to town in a mule and wagon when I was young, and in the early years, we seldom even went to town. About everything was grown on the farm, except coffee and sugar. People didn't run red lights when they got cars. When you met someone in the car on the road, people always acknowledged them. You remember you always stuck up your finger when you met somebody coming down the road? Do you ever see anybody do that anymore? Hardly ever you'll see that anymore. Because they got a phone up like this. And they can't do this. Amen? You know, it was safe to pick up people back then if they're walking down the road. And I remember only two murders in Robeson County when I was growing up. I'm sure there was others, but I only remember two, because they were not that common as they are today. Today it's about every day, isn't it? Today, politicians have changed the moral behavior in our country. They have appeased people rather than God. They took prayer out of and the Bible out of our school system. And you can look almost to the day and see the change in the school system when it happened. They allowed all the stores to be open on Sunday for business and shopping. I won't say no more. They have legalized killing babies in their mother's womb. They're even making the citizens of the nations pay against their will, many of us, to kill babies. Our politicians, by the way. They have legalized liquor, beer, and wine. They're now legalizing marijuana in some of the states, and it's coming. Because we got a Democrat governor. They have approved of homosexual marriages. They have approved of gambling and lotteries. They've approved of all the violent movies from Hollywood and that's on television. They've approved of all these violent songs and filthy singers spewing them out. Gone from a biblical society to a godly society, and people wonder why all the shooting. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And this is the first and the great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. People who love God and the Word of God love and respect people. This country has no respect for God or for His Word in our society today. There are preachers preaching, but too few are listening who need to listen. They've got it so now, this channel has preaching at a certain time, so they don't go there. This radio station only plays Christian, they don't go there. Therefore, they don't hear. That don't mean they're inexcusable. God has got it there if they wanted to hear, and they will so be judged. Too many are drunk on the sins that politicians have made possible. I'm talking about the moral law of God been forgotten today. Materialism has took away people's need for God. Oh, I got a job. I'm making good money. I don't need God. Pleasure has captivated the hearts and the minds of most people. They can't get enough of pleasures. The book says, however, there's pleasures forevermore at the right hand of God. We have a society now that has been created where people do as they please. We now live in a society where we deserve, we think, whatever we want. All you got to do is call up the politicians or get somebody to lobby your cause, and soon it'll be a law. We deserve it. The internet and smartphones are wrecking lives. Maybe not so much physically, but spiritually. Divorces are made easy by our court system and have created another huge problem. Children need both parents. God planned a man and a dad for children. God said there's only one reason for divorce. Today, any reason is accepted and faced. Used to be several years. We have children outside of marriage, and it's created another problem. Most out-of-wedlock children are never taken to church. They never get any kind of spiritual training. They're mostly, it seems, raised in poor neighborhoods. The children are being raised where profanity, drugs, liquor, illicit sex is at. And you would believe our government is even funding it. With taxpayers' money. We have forgotten the moral law of God, our Creator, who we are all going to stand before one day. Can you imagine the fear, the crying, the weeping, the hysteria, at the time of the judgment? We're raising a generation of children for hell, and most people will not believe it. I don't care how much you love your children, if they do not get saved, they're going to spend eternity in the devil's hell. The wisdom writer said long ago, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. We've forgotten God made us for Himself. And we've took our lives into our own hands as a country to live what I want to do. Why is crime so high? Why are so many dying from drugs? Why are so many dying from shooting? Is it because, like God said to Israel long ago? God said in one place, and I could have found other places, but Amos, the country preacher, said in Amos 4:10, God said through him, I've sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt, Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up in your nostrils, yet have ye not returned to me, saith the Lord. This book says God controls everything, and God is allowing the shootings. God is allowing the drugs. God is allowing what all this negative in this country going on because this people have forgotten this God. I don't care how many laws Congress makes. I don't care how much they whine and cry, the citizen. It ain't going to change. You can't stop God judging when people are rebelling. Read the history of Israel, God's ancient people, and see how many times God sent plagues and the enemies of Israel because they forsook the Lord. This country has no excuse. Our documents, our founding fathers wrote for the government of this country, and this republic was influenced by this book. And we've rejected it as a people. And you can't outfox God or outsmart God. You cannot leave God out of your life and get by with it. No one is talking about our need to repent of our sins as a nation and turn back to God. No, they're talking about, hey, let's take their guns. Let's get rid of their guns. You could take every gun that's in this country out and it would not stop it. No, when God sat on the throne judging, do we have a bunch of dumb leaders and people? You can't outwit God. We need to repent as a country. That's the problem. That's the only problem. I just went back in my history and shown how far we've drifted from God. And God is trying to get our attention. And we're a bunch of dummies. No one is talking about our need to repent. As a nation, we will answer to God. I know a little bit how Jeremiah felt when he was crying to his people. When people won't listen. I'm not just talking about this little handful of people here. I'm talking about this little handful of people here is spreading out a big territory of people and there ain't nobody listening. Y'all understand what I'm saying? This little congregation here is spread out a long ways more than you think. But nobody ain't listening. And it's not just me. There's a lot of other preachers they're not listening to. Most preachers are preaching to make people feel good. Most of them. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to tell you what God says. I want you to stay close to God. As a nation, we will answer to God. He's put the squeeze on us so we ain't got sense enough to know it. We're not immune from his judgments, folks. Y'all hear me? We're not immune. Even the Hebrew boys, they were living for God. Daniel and them boys was living and pleasing God, and they were took to Babylon, and they never got to come home. God will deal with us, you can be sure. It's not going to get better. It's sad we have to pack, many of us, everywhere we go today, ain't it? God will deal with us. Our sins are glaring in his face, and he hates them, folks. He hates them. We don't fear God as a country. We don't fear God. God's not important to us as a country. The solution to our problem, and I'm going to close with this, is in the scripture in one verse. You know where it's at, don't you? The Lord appeared to Solomon, the wise man, who made a mess out of his life. The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayer, Solomon, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. You see, God's doing all that today in our country. He's doing the same thing, folks. God hasn't changed. He's still dealing with the same kind of people. Sinners. Stubborn, rebellious. But God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Boy, we're so proud, ain't we? We're the greatest nation in the world. It irks me when the president and leaders get up and talk about what a powerful nation. Hey, our power is God, not a bomb. And we've lost the power. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then, he's not going to do it till we turn from our wicked ways. And he knows whether we turn or not. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. But in the meantime, before we are willing to turn, look how many die. Look how many suffer. Look how many cry and want to blame God sometime. Want to blame God. Why did God let this happen? Sin made it happen. Rebellion made it happen. No fear of God made it happen. We better get back to the moral law of God. Better still, we better get back to the Savior who loved us, who died for us. Loving God, this is what was put in my heart today. challenge our people to share with other people. That we need to, as a people, as a nation, to repent of our many, 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 many sins. God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us. God send a revival somehow. Only you, God, could send a revival. By grace only it could come. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Folks, what can I say? You want to pray for your nation? You care about the nation? You care about people?